This episode is brought to you in part by Thomas Nelson, publisher of Now and Not Yet. Pressing in when you're waiting, wanting, and restless for more. Written and narrated by best-selling author Ruth Cho Simons and is available everywhere audiobooks are sold.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello, thank you so much for joining us for this very special episode where we get to talk to Amy Wicks about one of my favorite topics, growing your biz without burning your family out. I love when my clients want to talk about this. This is one of my favorite topics, as you can imagine. I'm always continuing to learn. I don't want to go it alone, especially because I do work alone a lot of the time. So having friends like Amy who meet with me, who pray with me, who Voxer with me, it is such a joy. You guys have heard us talking on podcasts before together, and Amy is the real deal, guys. I am so happy that we get to share this time with her together today and rev you up for your week. Because I know that if you have a business of any side grind or your main business, also a family perhaps, that you are trying to balance a lot. Or maybe this is something you want for your future. But either way, I know a ton of people who are doing this in a very fake way, who are totally burned out, not close or companionable. And yet I know people like Amy who are like, you know what? I'm going to readjust. I'm going to tweak. My family means everything to me. And yet I'm also putting big dreams out there and watching them happen and watching them take forth and take shape. And if you know Amy at all, you know she's had conferences with thousands of people. She's done retreats and she really has had a legacy with podcasting now. So I love that she has been doing this in such a saturated, rich way to nourish her community, including me, for so long. And now we get to be part of learning some of the rhythms that she's established and humbly continues to establish. So get ready for that. And also, she's going to talk about the upcoming Wholehearted Equip and Activate conference because she has leaders on her conference speaking team who have gifts that she doesn't even necessarily have or that I don't have that she's learning from. And it's a multicultural, male, female group of people of all different ages where everybody is sharing their greatest, deepest secrets for how they are doing their best business work. And many of them also about that balance. Enneagram, we have finances talked about, we have how do you run an email funnel. It is the works. So Amy will talk about that and you guys can just learn and grow with us today. And I hope you get, just make sure you're looking for that one tip from today. And if you are somebody who's hoping to start a business or already starting one, then make sure you really also allow yourself to consider if the conference would be the right fit for you because community is awesome. So I'm excited for it and I'm just really happy you're here in this combo with us too. Check out everything in the show notes and let's talk to Amy. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today on the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. We're so happy to have you.
Well, I'm thrilled to be back. I just love the exchange of our conversations, whether it's my podcast or your podcast. It's always so good.
It is. It is so rare and special to have 7-7 energy. So I hope everyone feels refreshed today. That's our plan, right?
Yes, we won't get too goofy because we're not talking about movies. So we'll keep it reined in, I promise.
Exactly. Even though we did have so much fun talking about While You Were Sleeping, you got that in like so much into me. Now it's my favorite Christmas movie for like rom-com.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That makes me thrilled.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we are so grateful to get to talk about work-life balance. That is something you are extraordinary at. And guys, I see Amy on the field and off the field. We meet regularly for just powwows, the two of us, for chats, for prayer, and she is the real deal. So Amy, today, we just are so grateful, but I wanted to really just get your secrets first and foremost.
Sure.
And tell us how you maintain this kindness,
peace and warmth and also do so much. I see that peace, I see that joy run through you. And we'll get specific as we go on, but what's something you would just say to people right away as to how you maintain that countenance?
The top secret, and it's not so secret, but the biggest one, the thing that I cannot live without, is 3 minutes of silence every morning. Now, I'll give you a little bit more specifics, and I can expand on some of this later. But if I don't get anything else by meaning, like I don't get journal time or Bible study or prayer, if I can get my cup of coffee and sit in my living room without anyone else awake yet, and it's just me and a blanket and the dog. But I sometimes set a timer. I sometimes just sit there. I sit in stillness, in silence, and solitude, and I just breathe deeply. And I actually let my mind wander. I don't think it's about emptying my mind. I do picture myself crawling up on God's lap, just being comfortable and safe and being loved, and just try to keep grounding myself in that. Even if my mind goes haywire, I let it go. But then I also am like, but remember where I am. I'm in the palm of his hand, or I'm in his lap. I'm safe. And so those 3 minutes, if like again, if nothing else, that is what grounds me. And I try to go back to it a couple times a day, to be honest, because life happens and there is a lot to juggle. But that is key for sure.
Wow, that's interesting. And I did not know that about you. And I love that. Thank you for sharing that vulnerably and how safety is such a big part of that. Oh, and you also invited us. We can do that again and again through the day. It doesn't have to be just once if we get dysregulated midday.
And I don't believe, this is where it's like if someone else has a different faith than I do, there's no script of what that silence, but I really believe there's even scientific proof about what that silence can do for our mind and body connection that is really invaluable.
Yeah, I love how you mentioned that silence and solitude and stillness are just key. And we've talked about how different types can do different things. And thank you for just inviting us into all three of the practices, no matter what our type. As we're busy leaders here, there's a lot of people who are juggling a lot here. A lot of our listeners are not just one thing. They're not just a parent or just a leader, but they may be a community member giving a lot or a spouse. And there are so many hats people are wearing. So some of our listeners know you and your pairing and your big family, but not everybody. And I too would like to hear all about how you got started on your coaching and leadership journey, just so we can relate to your beginnings and how far you've come.
Yes, I was just talking this story out to someone the other day, and it was just kind of funny timing in light of all the things that are happening right now in my life. But it was about 8 years ago, and I had three young kids at the time. I was homeschooling part-time. I was doing Norwex, which is a home party business, and it had been fun, and it was actually going pretty well. I felt like I was rediscovering myself a little bit again because it had been a long hiatus. I had grown up in ministry, been in ministry for years in the workplace, even done real estate for quite a while, but I was just doing the mom thing. So I hit kind of a wall where I was loving the Norwex and the rhythm of homeschooling and getting to be with my kids, but I had this desire to go back to some of the discipleship roots and also my love for writing and speaking and teaching, not only in like big groups, but with more one-on-one even. So there was this opportunity to start dipping my toes in the water, if you will, and like checking it out. And what caught my attention was there was a conference called Business Boutique. And I just knew my name was on one of those seats, and I had to go to this event. So that was a pivotal moment. And I share all of that for a reason for what we're going to also be talking about in a little bit. But that was transformative, where I felt a true like mantle of calling fall on my shoulders for what it is that I'm doing right now with Simply Wholehearted. This mission of working with women. It's been moms, but it's been multi-passionate entrepreneurs. It's been business leaders and organizations. It's ended up going so many different directions, but ultimately, me utilizing the information I know and creating content to support people to take their next right step, whether it's in a relationship, in their faith, or even within their business and workplace. And so that's been such a joy. And I couldn't have told you that this was coming, but do you know what's wild, Krista? Is I have that workbook, that notebook from the conference that
Wow.
was in 2000, was it 15, 16?
Wow.
And I was reading through it recently, and some of those things have come to pass that I was just writing as dreams and ideas, things that I could have had no grid for. So it's pretty special and kind of a marked moment, if you will.
Oh my goodness, it is. I mean, at this point to date, as our listeners know, you've done retreats, you've had thousands of people at your own conferences, you've had
Yes.
hundreds of podcasts, you've been doing so much for so long, so well.
Oh.
It's so amazing just to hear you say it all started with a calling and a sense of purpose. And for
Yeah.
those that have felt that too, I think that's very comforting. And yet we also know there's those who say, gosh, what if I do want to do something different? Because being this one piece of my life isn't enough for me. I just know there's something else. How do you help people to do that? And I guess I want to add too, jumping ahead a little bit here, but do you feel
Yeah.
that that is going to be part of what people can learn at the Equip and Activate conference?
I do. I honestly, I think part of this process and what I might even do more one-on-one is the wrestling through, what if this is all? Like, what if where we are at in life is it? Can it be good enough? Can this ordinary be extraordinary because we make it meaningful? We are purposed, we are intentional. And so I think I wrestled through that a lot being a seven. I mean, I can think about it for all types too, how they would
Oh my
approach a
gosh.
season where they're questioning, am I doing enough? Is this purposeful enough? Is there more to life than this? And I think the invitation is to be very present and be very purposeful with what is available to us right now, and the relationships that we're to invest in, and the community that we can be a part of, and then what we can do in our spirit, mind, and body to excel and to love it and to nurture it and take care of it. And I think in those things, as we do, I think as we're faithful with the small things, there is the expansion that can happen in all of those arenas as we get clear and get good with where we are at right now. So I think that's really part of it. And I do, I Krista, so many women are coming in that place of like, okay, I think there's something more here, right? And it doesn't even have to be grandiose ideas. Like they don't want to be a New York Times bestseller or Fortune 500 business owner or leader. Nothing like that. It's just feeling that sense of something more. And I think we are invited to something more. And therein lies the invitation to be more intentional, to be very purposed, to be seeking after that. I think it's a great question. And I think most of us ask it. And if we aren't, maybe we could be.
I love that you're saying we don't want to get into that comparison trap that you talk about that you had landed in long ago,
Yeah.
but that we also allow for what we're doing now to be special and sacred, which we got to hear from Charlie Peacock and Andy Ashworth recently. So you're really
Yes.
allowing us to be present where we are, but you're saying it's not wrong to want more.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that you have also been really gifted with is sharing, like, hey, I have done the mom thing, the wife thing well. And because of the balance that you've got in your life, you have been able to add things in. One of the steps you told us about was just the 3-minute pause and doing that as often as you want. And now you're saying also just how you had this sense of purpose and calling. And for those who don't, they can learn more about that through the conference. Tell us a little bit about you and your family and balancing, because we're also curious about that. Maybe you can tell us some of the struggles you encountered along the way, because really what I think is beautiful about our conversation today is, there's been some recent threads on Instagram that have been so good. And they've been, I was reading them out loud the other day. I was just so happy with them because they were like, what would you, if you're in your 30s or 40s, what would you tell yourself 10 or 20 years ago? And there was just
Oh, so
gems.
good.
So I guess that would be just our greatest joy here would be for you to vulnerably share a bit about like something you've learned along the way that you wish you would have known all those years ago.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We don't have enough time for
Yeah.
that list. Right? There's so many things. And for those who are more assertive personality types, the 3, 7, and 8 specifically, right, were really forward big thinkers. And so in that vein of thinking, we can grow impatient with the process and impatient with our people. And so that to me is a key in understanding how to pace yourself a little bit better in this process, because we don't want to leave anybody behind. And I think we can quickly, in pursuit of a desire to feel purposeful or to go after these callings and dreams and ambitions, I mean, honestly, if we look closely, we see it happen all the time, and it's a tragedy. We were never designed to put these opportunities above the most sacred call to in of which is relationship, which is people and caring for each other's soul. Like, no matter what position you find, you have souls that you are to not just tend to your own, but to tend to others. And so we have to be cognizant of, again, the pace that we're moving at. And so I feel like this is one of those moments. It would be easy to speak to people who are just like me, but I want to take a moment and speak to the different ways maybe that we would approach this and just have some food for thought. So I'm gonna go off a little tangent here, and the reason why I'm gonna share it is that it's something that we're gonna dive into deeper on the third day of the conference, because we're gonna do some building blocks, because it's about we have to put systems in place, we have to strategically reach our people, but then we also have to build in additional opportunities so that way we can scale, right? So we can serve more people and grow. We can grow our income. This is very important. But one of those elements is to understand our communication better, not just our communication, but how we can work together better. Because in that process, this working better together and understanding others' communication, it serves us at home with our spouse if we're married, right? With our children, if we are blessed to have children, with our friends, with our workplace, with our teammates, and with ourselves too. So this is a key ingredient that I think it's really, really valuable for everyone to learn. So I had mentioned that I was an assertive, forward thinker, and that's the 3, 7, and 8. And so I'm just going to do a quick overview here, Krista. Is that all right with you?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. We've been going over stances on our deep dive pods, and I love how you
Perfect.
were vulnerable and you said, "Hey, this is mine with this, but you can teach us about others too, so please."
Yeah, I think it's important. Now, listen, I'm going to say big ideas, but want to invite you do the deep dive in Krista's special episodes here so that way you can learn better about all of them and learn more about yours. But then you can take some of these ideas and apply. Or again, if you join us at the conference, we'll have slides, we'll go through it slowly so you can go through the whole process and figure out what is yours.
Love that.
But we have the assertive, the 3, 7, and 8, and they are forward thinkers. And the big word that is what we like to assign with the assertive, the action is toward. They go toward people and engage people in communication. This can be in conflict, but this can just be in general. Now, quick caveat, you and I both know, Krista, we don't always go toward people. It looks different. We do all of the communication styles. So what I invite people to is think about what they most naturally and most often do. But the assertive go toward. The dutiful types are the 1, 2, 6. They come alongside. They tend to like partner up and buddy up. Now, it doesn't mean they are just morphing into what someone else wants, but they want to be available, and they want to support others, right? Whatever the communication, the project, the conflict. And then we have the third category, which is the withdrawn, and that's the 4, 5, and 9. And the word for them is away. They are tending to withhold or even physically go away from a situation or take their thoughts and opinions away from the situation. So we have the three. We have toward, which is assertive. We have the dutiful, which is alongside. And then we have the withdrawn, which is away. So when we start thinking about those three, those are three different actions, right? And we have this fun thing where we utilize an open V or like a positive less than sign, right? More than less than sign. And When we do this presentation, usually with a larger group of people, we have everyone hold up their fingers like peace signs, and we have everyone work together where we bend our hands. Krista can see me now, where we
I love
like come together and we
it.
form this triangle where it's all blending and working together. So, the reason why I
Love
share
that.
these three is that this has been instrumental in making sure I still tend to the souls of those who are in my home, that I care for their needs, that in my assertiveness, I'm not running toward my goal and leaving everyone behind, or in my desire to get things done or to resolve conflict, even, I am not pushing through in order to get progress. So this is really, really key and really instrumental. The unique thing in our home is that I'm married to a withdrawn type. I'm married to a nine. And so those are totally opposite, right? So we have the away and we have the toward. And so it can look like me chasing him all the time. It can look like me feeling so frustrated. How can he roll over and go to sleep? And I need resolution. And I want like, hey, will you talk to me? And as I've understood this communication pattern, it's helped me grow to let to be more patient with his process,
Love that.
to give it a little bit of time. And usually I put a deadline on it, like, hey, that's fine. We'll let it rest. But could we talk about this in a couple of days again so we can resolve it, right? So I
That's
still have
good.
my needs, right? Like,
I
we're
love
not just
that.
dismissing what I need here. But to be able to let go of my urgency for progress so he can come to the resolution that he needs to. But then I invite him, right? Where he would want to go away, I'm inviting him to
Love that.
move towards as well. So we come together and we work better together.
I love
So,
that you invite, you don't push.
yes, well, do I do it perfectly? I
Different
try
days,
real hard.
different approaches.
Exactly. But yes, to your point, like, it is, it's an invitation. And sometimes we have to be more assertive than maybe we're comfortable with in order to continue to invite, right? Like, I get uncomfortable with keep having to continue to have to extend the invitation. And so I've been learning to continue to extend the invitation until we get the result that we need to, so I don't dismiss myself in the process. The other piece here is that as you follow along, so that's kind of a pattern, right? We have our assertive and withdrawn. Well, what happens if you have another assertive person in your house? Because I have three kids that are all assertive.
That's
It's
amazing.
amazing. That's a good word for it. And so,
I only have one and it's me, so I can only imagine.
yes, right? And so we could be butting heads all day long, which we used to. But as I've learned to know that I need to nurture their souls and be more patient, right? I can coach them because I'm the parent to also be more patient, to slow down, to let other people speak and share their opinion, and to realize that there's a compromise in coming together so we can work better together. So as I'm making these symbols, and you would see at the conference, like we're taking very specific movements in our patterns to work better together. So this breaks down for each pattern. There's six different pattern types that we go through. Of the different combinations, because you could have two withdrawns and two dutifuls, right? You can have the blend of all of these different combinations. And every single communication style requires a step of intentionality, whether it's to go toward when we want to come away, to speak up when we want to just be there and blend, right? And to not share opinion or be fearful about doing the right thing, and instead of doing what it is that we actually know to be good for us, and not worrying about what everyone else thinks. So every single communication pattern takes that growth and the intentionality to be aware of. So it's those things, I think, taking not just taking what I'm learning and applying it to my family, but really prioritizing. Am I going to be a student of them? Am I going to be aware of how I'm impacting them? And can, especially when it comes to my kids, how can I coach them into this place where we can communicate and work better together and ultimately support each other's dreams in the process? Because even in that, right? Like, was a nine, like I could run over my husband's dream and I could be bulldozing and getting things done, right? And I think the Lord has put us together to complement each other's passions and desires and dreams. But we got to continue to ask and invest in making sure we're supporting one another in the unique ways that we need to.
You said that so well, that you're not leaving people behind when you practice this, that your husband and you complement each other. And it also sounds like this has been a process for you to learn that, and that you wish you would have had these steps earlier in these
Oh my
balancing
goodness, yes.
equations that we get with our Enneagram work.
Oh my goodness. I was doing a presentation the other day and I said it took me a good 15 years of arguing poorly to finally, to utilize this information in a way that was really life-changing and beneficial and has been a game changer. And I'm so grateful.
Oh, me too. And thank you for sharing it, because as I said, we can see it, you exude it, but it's important that people don't try to run ahead with their businesses and exhaust themselves and burn themselves out. And I love how you're like, I've had this call on my life to do this, but I've also had to acknowledge the people alongside me. So then I wanted to ask you, from that point, what is something you recommend for others who are trying to figure this out, to balance, to become equipped, to just get started with it? If they're like, okay, thank you for the encouragement that it can be done. What's something you recommend for us to now do? And this might even lend itself into some conference topics.
Again, we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into this topic. The first day, we're going to get clear on the different decision-making styles and communication styles and how those work together and how those apply uniquely for each type. And I think that's really helpful. We have to start with ourselves and understanding our starting point so it doesn't become our stuck point. And then we can go into this other deep dive of how do we take the understanding about us and maybe the things we understand about other people or we can observe when we work with other people and learn how to work together. So that's a huge key. I feel like the best teams are self-aware teams, right? The best marriages have self-aware individuals. There's all of those, that's kind of where we begin. Another huge key is constantly doing an audit of your life, right? Where am I? And I believe we have to do this usually every quarter as every season changes because typically there's a sports change or a school change or activities change. So I love the time audit. And something that I've taught for years has just been really like a time blocking concept. And I've talked about owning your time instead of it owning you. That's really key. But especially the last year and a half, my business coach, Sean Blanc, he runs a group called Focus Like a Boss. Love it. He is doing two different presentations
Yeah, I was
because,
gonna say he's speaking.
yes, he is. And he has taught me new levels of this concept that have revolutionized really my role as a business owner and as a manager of other people. So that has been an awesome help. And he's actually sharing all of those gems. He's breaking it down really detailed. There's things to work through, really inviting us to consider what could margin look like in our life and what does it look like to get more margin, which us sevens really love because it means freedom.
Yes, we do. We need that too, or we get overly frantic, not just fun. So I love that you've had him in your corner. That's a great tip right there for everybody, is you've had a fantastic coach and you're bringing him right alongside everybody else too, which is so generous because you have an array of speakers. And yeah, tell us more. That's just so cool.
I really did this time, Krista, because this is my third event, my third annual, though we had to skip a year. We did retreats last year. We couldn't do the big online thing. I had to choose. But the retreats were amazing. Hopefully this year we can do both. But this year, I got really picky. I wanted to combine two things. I did an Equip and Activate retreat in Texas last year in January. It was phenomenal. It ended up being we could only house 10 women, and it was packed. We packed us in because we had a couple little extra people and a dog with us. But we it was 10 women who were either had been certified as a coach trying to grow their coaching business, or who were interested in becoming a coach and who just wanted to know the business ins and outs, but idea of sustainable rhythms was really intriguing to everybody. So we came together and it was beautiful and it was wonderful. So I wanted to do that, but I also wanted to invite the people that I personally learned from. So every speaker at this conference are people that I like, they're actual friends and I have learned from them. And so, or I want to even learn more from them. So it was kind of my like, hey, I want to learn more about this. Will you teach about this so I can learn too? So I wanted to also just, it's a no fluff, actual training, practical type of thing. Instead of one, it's not another free webinar where you kind of get just enough and then you have to sign up for this huge program. I really wanted people, no matter where they were at in their business journey, whether they've been a business owner for a while, they're thinking about maybe becoming a coach or online business, maybe even an author and a writer. And so just kind of help them put some building blocks in place that would help them with their next right step. And from there, if they learn from someone and they go, oh, now I know I need this in my business, or this is the type of person I need to teach me how to build the business that I want, I can work with them. But you're going to get enough from them to be able to put it into your business now and see growth, which I just am so excited for everyone. I really have created what I wish I had had. And again, Business Boutique was awesome. Absolutely. This is me kind of giving
Deeper.
a nod to that and then adding a little bit more to it because, well, I'm a seven.
Yeah, and a lot more. I think you're adding to it when I'm so excited for one to see the other speakers, because I think that you got a lot and that was a great liftoff for you back in the day. But a lot of our listeners now have had some of that liftoff already. And even for those who haven't, that's great that they can find some of that at your conference. But I also love you saying, like, sometimes you just get brought into a gimmick, like, I'm going to have all these people share, and each one is just going to give like 1 minute of a real digestible content instead of really valuable information. And you had everyone share detailed, valuable information. I know, because I'm one of the speakers, and you were really detailed with what you wanted and how you wanted to serve your people. And you have a lot of talks that I want to go to, like building a YouTube page. We have a very small YouTube page that we started, but really fun is going to be learning how to get deeper in that. You have a Pinterest track. You have a track on how to work with your finances. You have, as you mentioned, an Enneagram track. I love it. You have how to do sales funnels. So many different projects that you're bringing together. And I just want to remind everybody, Amy is a seven, but as you can hear with her 7-9 pairing, she's very peaceful. So she's given me some advice that I've really enjoyed. And it's not from a frenetic paced place, it's from a place of peace and wisdom. So I'm very excited for you.
Oh, I know you're gonna love learning from LaShonda. She like go watch her YouTube. She has so many bootstrapping, just plain and can do ideas. She's killing it out there in the business world. She's just been fun too. I don't even remember how I met her or how I kind of found her stuff, but I've just seen her over the last couple of years really grow and expand and grow even in her confidence and what she's speaking to and how she's doing business. But I think that'll be, you bring up a great point because I know that each of the speakers there, we did a green room event yesterday. We're going to do one again here just 2 days before the event, but where the women were excited to get to talk to each other and meet each other because everyone had something to offer the other speakers. So it
So
really,
cool.
it was just a great point of like these women are doing amazing things in business and we have still so much to learn. And I purposely brought people in who I'm like, oh, I bet they'd love to learn from each other because that's always a fun part of the conference, right?
Oh, yes, she is so sweet, you guys. She's literally like taking us to virtual coffee where we get Starbucks carb. We are getting spoiled. I am getting my oat milk chai tea iced latte. It's so much fun. And I love, and you have men and women, it's multicultural, all ages. It is such a cool, diverse space to really dig in together. And like you said, everybody has something to teach. So I love that we're not just holding that for ourselves, like, okay, let's have a private conference. And like you said, there's value in that. But I love that you're opening it up, because I don't know about you, Amy, but my best times with Enneagram and marriage are not just with me here alone podcasting. They're when I'm interfacing with others. So thank you for
Absolutely.
inviting a community too.
Oh yeah, I think that's what's going to be fun is that we're doing a lot of these in real time where we're sending out the Zoom link to the attendees. They can hop on, they can see the presentation. We have time for Q&A for those who can stay and watch that. And then those, all of these sessions, all the trainings will be available for people for a quote unquote lifetime, right? Because it'll be there to go back and replay and watch at your leisure, because some of us are too busy to pause our busy calendars to take it all in at once. But, if you can hop on live, that'll be so much fun. I think it'll be just great to connect with people and see who else is in this space and maybe Instagram some names that you come across and like, oh, I want to, they look fun, they look interesting, or they had a great question. I want those kind of situations are awesome, just as if we were getting to sit in a room together and learning from people on the stage.
Yes, that is such a cool idea that we can continue to learn from everybody as we do that. And so, would you say that this is for anybody? Can we clarify just as we wrap up, who this conference you feel like it's most for when you were thinking of, oh my gosh, it's for this person? Is it where you were 10 years back? And like you said, there's even more people involved, but like, is it somebody who's starting a business in a business? Tell us about what your hopes are and who this is really for.
Yeah, I really do think it's the current or aspiring, right? The emerging coach or entrepreneur, specifically those who are in the online space and are looking for resources and tools to help them do this from a place of sustainability, but also have growth, right? Where we can keep our faith and our family intact and see revenue growth in our business. Those are the things that I try to live by. Those are the things that I espouse and I teach others. And everyone who's part of this event, that is really important for them as well. So I think that you don't have to have something yet to be able to benefit from this. But I think also if you're, because if you're just thinking about coaching, man, oh my gosh,
My
if you
gosh.
have this before a coaching certification, holla, it's going to help put everything into place for you. And then on the flip side, if you're a few years in and you need a boost, you need some encouragement, you need some structure, you need an idea to take your business to the next step because you feel like you're spinning your wheels a little bit. This is going to help you get centered again, get some strategy in place, get a little bit clear. And from there, you can even break down even more. Okay, what is my next right step? I'm going to do one new thing, maybe a month, and then kind of get the income and the revenue growing from there.
Oh my gosh, that's gold. And you really remind me of the Proverbs 31 woman when you talk about how your hope is to be able to balance well. And I see that in your life, Amy. I know that there are people who are just now very excited and thankful for this clarification. We've been talking at a very minimal level about it. So it was such an honor to have you today. Can you tell us where people can sign up? Of course, I'm putting a link in the show notes also.
Yes, I was going to say, I know Krista's going to put her special link in the show notes. You absolutely should check it out through there or out even on her website or Instagram. But simplywholehearted.com is where all the fun is going to be happening. You'll get your conference library. There'll be workbook. There's bonuses. There's some other fun things that we're doing to sprinkle in the goodness along the way, just to make it an event to remember and really special.
Oh my gosh, that makes me happy. I love little sprinkles. Like I said, I
Right?
was just like, oh my gosh, she's treating us to Starbucks. Like, you're so cute how you think of joy too. And that's something that I also love about you is you're a seven and you have a lot of the one-to-one traits. So you're really good with relationships. So I'm very thankful and excited. Thank you for letting us know where we can sign up. And yes, in the show notes. And we have your website in the show notes too. So thank you, Amy, so
Perfect.
much.
Oh, thank you, Krista. I love this. And it's like, it's so hard because you and I have so much we want to talk about. So I'm pretty proud of us. We
Me
kept it short and to the point, just enough to,
too.
take some action and see for yourself. How about that communication? What's my communication? What are the people in my house? How can I grow in that way?
Yes, me too. I'm so glad that people have a sense for like, yes, this is so worth their time and this was worth my time. So thank you, Amy. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Krista. It was a joy.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for that special conversation with Amy. As I got off the call, I was really seriously like, yes, Proverbs 31 woman, Deborah, so many strong women that I think of when I think of Amy because she is just a firecracker and yet full of joy and peace. And so I just love learning with her from her. And for me, one of the greatest parts about podcasts and doing work at conferences online is that we're not alone. And I just want to emphasize that if you're a business leader and you're trying to do everything alone, please join us. It's going to be really fabulous. And just being part of it and following the threads will bring you some energy, which I know we appreciate, those of us who run hard and do a lot. So I hope this is life-giving to you. I know it will be. It's in the show notes. I hope today's tips were life-giving. Take one of them with you from today. And thank you so much for being here with us. We're so proud of you for literally working so hard every day to shape this world in a better, more beautiful way, as well as rest in the grace that you're already enough to. Okay, bye. Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.